good morning. Pump it up. 707 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I know mornings are busy. Start your day. Get caught up. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. All right. We've got some folks who want to rest in peace, so to speak. Whitey Herzog. Remember from the Cardinals? He had huge success. What was it, the 80s?
Yep.
He's passed away at the age of 92. And then Bob Graham, who's had a very long political history here in the Sunshine State, was a two-term governor, was a senator, and he's passed away at the age of 87. So there you have it. All right. What else is going on?
Yeah, what's not going on?
Yeah, what's not? Well, to tell us what's going on as far as D.C. goes, We've got Congresswoman Kat Kamick in 1 hour. So make sure you stick around for that or tune back in or download the Odyssey app for the podcast. But here we are with the U.S. Supreme Court asking some questions that might lead you to believe that they're a little skeptical of how this January 6th thing, in terms of how they're proceeding against the folks that were at the Capitol and involved in events at the Capitol. It sounds like they may be saying, hey, you're overreaching, you're overcharging. Mm-hmm. Could be. Now, this case, and it's a landmark case, could end up affecting 350 cases. Yep, because the government is attempting to charge under a law that severely punishes obstructing an official proceeding. This came out of Enron. This had more to do with, you know, covering, concealing, destroying, changing documents. It was a big white-collar thing. Mm-hmm. Enron, of course, you know, went upside down. People lost their pensions. It was awful, awful thing for the people that were, affected by that directly and indirectly. Not good. Okay, so, you know, they put a law together that the next time this happened, boy, the people are really going to be in trouble. The statute apparently carries a potential for 20 years in federal prison. So they're potentially trying, well, they are. They're trying to charge the government indicted defendant Joseph Fisher. And they did it under this law that I just told you about. But Fisher's attorneys argue that the charge in question inappropriately relies on that provision, which is clearly intended to cover concealing or destroying evidence related to white-collar crime. And here's one of the questions Neil Gorsuch, the justice, said. Because the government's trying to say, look, obstruct and impede, you know, you want to define it that way and then apply this law to it and give this person up to 20 years? And a great question. Neil Gorsuch, he said, well, would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Think about that, right?
Right.
Would a heckler in today's audience qualify? I mean, they're obstructing or impeding an official governmental, you know, event.
True.
Right?
Right.
What about the State of the Union address? Would you be impeding or obstructing that if you yell out liar or something else? And here's the great one. He says, would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison? Zinger, ding, wow. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
I mean, they nailed it.
Yeah.
They nailed it. Because, of course, that did happen. Of course, it was a Democrat who did that.
And what happened to that gentleman?
I don't even know if he was even censured.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
They did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So, I think that's interesting what has taken place here. And apparently the implications could reach even further.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, when they did the fire alarm thing, they were referencing the congressman... Jamal Bowman, the Democrat out of New York.
Oh, did you say he was a Democrat and from New York? How ironic is that?
Yeah. Who admitted to breaking the law on September 23 by pulling the fire alarm before a critical House vote on federal spending, allegedly to postpone the vote while the Democrat-led Senate could assemble to take the initiative with its own version of spending legislation. Now, he definitely obstructed and impeded.
Sure, and that was his goal, and he admitted it. I mean, he just... Man.
He was not charged with a federal crime, pleaded down a misdemeanor in D.C. Superior Court. So,
okay.
You know, misdemeanor, yeah. A little slap, nothing really.
But. Again, an irony when it's Donald Trump, they take a misdemeanor and try to turn it into a felony.
Yep.
Huh.
Well, and then this leads to this kind of questioning from even Chief Justice John Roberts and Clarence Thomas. They seem to question if the provision was being applied unevenly, perhaps for political reasons. Quote, there have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings, Thomas said. Has the government applied this provision to other protests in the past? And has this been the government position throughout the lifespan of the statute? Clearly not. I mean, Seattle, Portland comes to mind right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Were these people charged with that statute?
No.
I can give you an example of enforcing it in a situation where people have violently stormed a building in order to prevent an official proceeding. Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor, she appeared to come to the defense of the attorney, saying that the situation was unprecedented with people attempting to stop a proceeding violently. So I'm not sure what a lack of history proves, she says. Well, Roberts suggested that in determining the charge, this particular one, 1512C2, charge applied to the defendant, the prosecutors may have ignored the language, which made clear the clause dealt with the destruction of documents, of which even prosecutors do not charge the defendant. Essentially, instead of understanding that this was a continuation, the prosecutors address as a standalone provision, which is violating the judicial doctrine. So,
did they destroy any documents that you're aware of?
No, nor were they charged with that.
So but
he's trying to say, you know, you can't take, he's basically trying to say you can't just take part of the law, part of it out of context, and then try to apply the whole thing.
Right.
You're not applying the whole thing. You're taking it out of context and applying a portion of it. And apparently that is not the way it's done.
So the two big comeaways out of this thing, the interrupting is not a 20-year sentence, and they didn't destroy documents, which is the nitpicky part they're trying to use. So
exactly.
On a two-step fold here, this does not apply.
No.
This does not apply.
No, and look, and it's all, without saying it in plain language, you know, they're saying all this stuff is politically
absolutely
motivated.
Absolutely.
And especially the level of what you're trying to charge and the kind of sentences that you're going for are clearly over the top.
Yeah.
Because it's politically motivated. Yep.
Gee, over the top, almost like a, I don't know, a fine that's multi times bigger than anyone ever before.
Oh, like a $300-400 million fine?
Yeah. So I'm thinking a pattern here of over the top is going on.
Protesters interrupted New York City Mayor Eric Adams by storming the stage as he was giving a speech Tuesday morning. Details on that will be coming up after we do a segment called What's Bugging You? That's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake. A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Bugging you. Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning. And Kevin, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the occupied territory of Dearborn. Now, has Mayorkas and Homeland Security been to the no-go zones to demand an immediate ceasefire of genocidal threats? And are our allies in the region worried about escalation because Joe didn't say don't? Thank you.
Ah, I like your application there. Good job. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? You know, these 25,000 Chinese who came across our border and start of this fiscal year, combined with the 20,000 from the last fiscal year, we got like 4.5 infantry divisions. Now they found out they got labs all over the United States making fentanyl and God knows what other drugs they are making. They just got themselves the best distribution system going, and a guarantee maybe every one of these clowns has got a vial of COVID or something worse in his kit, and then we're in for it. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, I know that out in California they found a lab that clearly they were doing some odd biological type stuff, exactly what you're talking about, and it was abandoned, and it still was, well, very dangerous for hazmat to deal with some of the stuff that was left behind. So, yeah. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is our national debt is now $34,660 billion, and it's gone up $11 trillion in the last 4 years. It took 11 years to increase that much previously. And the price of gold went to $2,448 an ounce on Friday. That's a reflection of what's going on with our money. And now they're trying to get that money for Ukraine and for Israel to expand these wars. They always say they don't have money for schools here. They don't have money to fund the government. They can't give people a tax break here. You know, everything's skyrocketing in price, and more people are becoming homeless all the time.
Yeah, and they're not addressing those issues effectively at all. And it doesn't appear like, well, unless you're an illegal, then.
Well, that, and if you want to, you know, maybe forgive your college loans or something.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. They can do that.
Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Chuckie Schumer characterizing the impeachment effort of Mayorkas as a policy dispute. That's like me leading a gang of hoodlums to do a smash and grab at a jewelry store and trying to tell the judge that it's just a policy dispute. If we just looked alone at his letting people in from non-adjacent nations, that alone is grounds for treason, and him and Biden are going to be leading the downfall of America. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it defies our own asylum rules, I thought, but yeah. What do I know, apparently? Let's go to Michelle. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. The lack of bravery and attention to urgency that we find today in terms of, you know, protecting our freedom. You have young men who were lying about their age to join the military to fight in wars overseas, all in the name of democracy and find today, like, people are just more worried about where the next paycheck's gonna come from and getting this paid and that paid. I'm sorry, man, but hey, you know, lose my freedom is a whole lot more scarier than not being able to pay my next car payment. So that's what I got.
One generation lines up to go serve and possibly die for their country. Another generation uses the same amount of energy to seek out a safe space. 877-975-9825 if you want to get in for what's bugging you. Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. You know I'm always bugged. This time, I'm extremely frustrated the fact that these illegal immigrants come here and they think everything's supposed to be handed to them. And it just frustrates me the most because they have no reason to be here whatsoever. And people are actually dying on top of the already deaths that we have enough of here. And Biden and all them, nobody's doing anything. And I just want to tell Fox News to start calling them terrorists, because that's what it is. When you use fear for political gains, that is terrorism.
Thank you. You wonder if some of these people have this kind of attitude, the illegals, that maybe they've been made some promises, you know, by people that are working maybe somehow for the State Department or others. Yeah, that could be. Let's go to Mary. Good morning. What's bugging you?
The same thing I called about the other day. There is a fund in Congress to protect men who have been accused of things like Trump is now. and they pay it off. Maybe Jack Kamek can throw some light on this, but this is terrible. The man is being persecuted unjustly, and the Republican Party not screaming and hollering about this.
Yeah, no, look, it's very obvious what's going on there, and it continues, unfortunately. Let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is this. If I were to go to Venice, Italy, and I decided, you know what, I like that better than where I'm at, I want free housing. I want food. I want a prepaid gift card, all that stuff. They would look at me like I'm crazy. This homeless immigrant phrase is really driving me nuts. For the vast majority of them, they all had homes. They just decided they didn't want to stay there anymore. And now they're coming here and demanding that we pay for them. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah. And I don't even know that I can blame them for seeking a better life, but I can definitely blame Mayorkas and Biden and their ilk for the mess that we're in. Let's go to Marty. What's bugging you?
I want to know why I've never heard mention 08 on your program. Right now, going to be up to Congress to find out why they censored them. Years. Thank you very much.
She was breaking up when she got to what was being censored. So we don't know because your phone was not working.
Right. Yeah, it cut out like key words. Usually we can figure it out.
Those we couldn't figure out.
Usually we can interpret.
Yes, the translation.
We'll try back maybe another time and see if we can't get a better signal.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody's participation. A lot of folks weighing in. Thank you. It's all we could fit for now. It's 7:28. Coming up, 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamek, Speaker of the House, under fire. What else is going on? We'll ask her. That's coming up in about 30 minutes on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran attacks Israel.
The major escalation.
The news that's trending.
Iran launched more than 300 projectiles,
a majority of which were intercepted by air defenses.
The news that's now.
God bless the people of Israel.
We have to have further conversations about the funding of a supplemental package.
The news station.
It would not have happened if we were in office.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show. Appreciate it. Greg Cassidy here as well. Yep, did I say it? 7:36, let's call it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Couple of stories about a couple of mayors. Protesters interrupted New York City Mayor Eric Adams. They stormed the stage as he was giving a speech on Tuesday morning, accusing him of taking money from the rich and serving the interest of lobbyists. Adams was giving a speech about the accomplishments the city has made under his administration at an event held by the Association for a Better New York. A group of protesters stormed the stage. They were seen in video footage getting escorted off the stage and out of the room. It could be heard yelling, "How much money did you take from the rich? What do we need? A new mayor?"
Wow.
Planet Over Profit, a youth-led group that advocates for climate justice, claimed responsibility for the protest on a post on X. "This was us. Landlord Adams is torching our city so that he can keep eating out of real estate lobby's hands.
Ooh.
He's gutted the city's Green New Deal, Local Law 97, so the rich get richer. Enough is enough. Let's get us a better mayor."
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, Local Law 97, otherwise known as New York City's Green New Deal, became effective in November of 2019. Under the law, starting in 2024, limits were supposed to be placed on how much greenhouse gases covered buildings can produce in order to help the city reach a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. While speaking at a press conference later that day, Adams said he saw the protesters with their banners storm the stage, but he remained calm. No banner is going to scare me.
Okay.
Look, he's already under fire, clearly, for the city's ongoing migrant crisis.
Yeah.
But once he got the big government bucks coming his way, seemed to simmer down quite a bit.
Yeah, funny how that happened.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, not ha-ha funny. Now, you have a mayor all the way across the country on the other coast, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. She pleaded with the most fortunate to help fund housing for the homeless as part of a new strategy to tackle the crisis during her State of the City address on Monday. Quote, "We will not hide people, but what we will do is house people." She's, of course, the Democratic mayor. She began her remarks on the city's struggle to house over 40,000 homeless people. "The crisis on our streets is nothing less than a disaster." You can't argue with that. So far, we agree. She touted the success of her signature Inside Safe program, which moved over 21,000 homeless people into temporary shelters. She insisted this strategy and system, moving the homeless into temporary housing, would eventually end the homelessness crisis in L.A. But she also had to acknowledge the costliness of the endeavor.
Well, now.
And she stepped up and asked the wealthy to help speed up housing purchases for the homeless. "Right now, we're working to move past nightly rentals," she continued. "We're asking the most fortunate Angelenos to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropic funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing. This is the mission of our new capital campaign, LA, number four, LA, LA for LA.
Gotcha.
Wow. And you know what? I agree. They need to step up, especially those who continue to vote for Democrats and Democrat philosophies, especially the philosophies as of late.
Yes.
The far left. If you voted for Biden, and you voted for this mayor, you voted Democrat, and you're concerned about homelessness that hasn't been addressed, yeah, it is time for you to step up, because guess what? You are part of the problem. Mm-hmm. You voted these people in, not just recently, but over a period of years. You voted them in, you vote them in, you continue to. And then you want to cry and whine when things don't go well.
What? You don't like the policies of the people that you keep putting back in office?
They like the policies usually until they actually impact them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Funny. Yeah, that's a...
Don't mind you helping the downtrodden. Okay. Just don't do it on my street, I think is what they're trying to say.
Not in my backyard.
Okay, yeah. 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 Keep the tents off Rodeo Drive and we'll get along just fine. The new program will depend on the humanity and generosity of the private sector. And remember how generous Democrats are with our money. Wonder how generous they are with their own. Well, just so happens, I remember a study that shows that conservatives are far more generous than Democrats when it comes to giving. And that's a fact. You can look it up for yourself if you want. But, they want an unprecedented partnership to confront this emergency. An example of disrupting the status quo to build a new system to save lives. Nary a mention of how this began. Nary a mention of what caused it to become completely untenable, which was the opening of borders under Joseph Biden. Through 100 acts as president, using executive orders, he unwound and undid everything that President Trump had in place in terms of the border. Undid it all. So was he surprised when people by the tens of thousands were streaming across the border? He couldn't possibly have been. Now, Mayorkas, there are certainly grounds for impeachment. I mean, just the simple thing is, you know, when you're asking for asylum, my understanding is, you apply for asylum to the country nearest you that's considered safe. usually this is escaping a political environment where they're, you know, killing their political enemies. Well, first they start with imprisoning them. Oh, actually, you're trying to escape countries that maybe operate that way to come to this country, which is now beginning to operate in much the same fashion as they go after their chief political enemy, Donald J. Trump. Okay. Just trying to, you know, thread the needle here and show you and illustrate what's going on under Democrats and Democrat philosophies and policies. The mayor of L.A. says billions of dollars have been spent on homelessness in the region and an array of new programs are in place. But the mayor says that it's possible that a number of the homeless people will continue to increase. It's possible. Possible. Mm-hmm. Now, again, not due to the border, because of evictions at the end of COVID-19 and the end of aid for low-income households. So it's evictions and the end of COVID-19 aid. Nothing to do with the borders, which, you know, from L.A., the border's not that far. No. I'm surprised that it hasn't impacted them. Maybe they're just lucky, right? Mm. In the city, about 46,200 people are considered homeless, and that is a 10% increase from the previous year. So as they put programs into place that are very, very expensive, but perhaps maybe there's some level of effectiveness, the homeless problem still continues to grow. And once word spreads that they're building homes or finding spaces for the homeless, how long before more homeless in other areas say, what's this? L.A.?
Uh-huh.
Helping people out? Weather's nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Better than New York City.
New York City?
Yeah.
Yep. Here we are, folks. And you know what? There's a lot of things in the world that is difficult to deal with, but the border is not one of them, and Donald Trump proved it. Now you have a president that's opened up the floodgates, and you wonder about the chaos, not that's already ensued, but what else is coming. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more to talk about and talk to, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up in a few minutes on 97.3 The Sky.
This administration's pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel.
6 weeknights.
They make excuses for Iran all the time. Iran doesn't want a wider regional conflict. They sure as hell do. They're attacking our ship and attacking Israel.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. 7:49, Bob Rose Show. Roll it. Greg Cassidy here as well. We're wishing you a happy hump day, Trump day. More on Trump, all the court cases, picking a jury, and all that is coming up. Also, we're going to have a conversation with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That'll be up at 8:05, so that's only a few minutes away. I want to give you a little bit of, you know, the backstory so that when we talk about the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, you'll already sort of know, you know, part of the story. Marjorie Taylor Greene has shown more than a couple of times she's not necessarily a fan of the Speaker. Well, she has made it a little bit more concrete, if you will. She's actually made the motion to get rid of him, to vacate. And I just, it's really hard for me to understand the timing of this. I think it is terrible timing for the Republicans. But you know what? It's one of the things I'm going to ask Congresswoman Kamick. Say, is this a good thing to get rid of the Speaker Johnson, or is the timing absolutely the worst? And she's got backup on this. Yeah. So she's not the only. She's got a backup that is trying to force the issue. And, well, in fact, she actually used those words. Yes, I'm willing to force it. Marjorie Taylor Greene told Breitbart in a lengthy exclusive interview Tuesday. She explained her plan to remove Johnson and get a real Republican speaker in his place. The reality for Mike Johnson that he just is not accepting or refusing to accept, publicly at least, is whether it happens 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, or in the next majority, he will not be the speaker. He just will not be. There may be only two of us in public right now, but he does not have the support of the conference at all. There may be people who might not vote to vacate him right now, but they will never vote for him to be speaker next Congress. Wow, there are two large factions in the conference against his speakership. I just, you know, this thing developed into having, I guess, you know, more legs, if you will, when it was Congressman Thomas Massey, the Republican out of Kentucky, and he's considered influential conservative who sits on the House Rules Committee. And he publicly joined Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort, saying that he is co-sponsoring her motion to vacate the chair. Again, I worry about the timing of this. I worry about a Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, being able to slither and slide in there because of Republican buffoonery. And if that happens, I don't think that bodes well for the Republicans come November. It makes them look like they cannot get their act together. And like I said, couldn't come at a worse time, because why not have all the focus on how poorly the Democrats are doing, how poorly they're dealing with crime, how poorly they deal with punishment, if at all, how poorly they have dealt with the border issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Let them shoot themselves in the foot continually. Why would you get in the way of that? Why would you interfere with the news cycle?
Mm-hmm.
You've already got Trump and the lefty media is out to destroy him, so they're going to make him look bad. Are you going to elect a felon? Are you going to elect a felon?
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be their little parroting phrase. Are you going to elect a felon? Would you elect a felon anyway? So this, to me, why would you want to bring attention to whatever disarray there is in the Republican Party? Instead, I would come out and say, you know what? We have a finish line. It's November. We got to get across the finish line no matter what.
Yep.
Then we're going to get together. We're going to win a majority. And we're going to have Trump as president. And we're going to be able to get things done, like real crime fighting, real punishment, real border security. Not to mention firing up on all eight cylinders on the economy.
But instead,
and all the above approach to energy and energy independence like we had before under Trump. I don't know if you noticed, I drove by a service station this morning, $3.75 for regular unleaded, $3.75.
Wow.
I mean, it was under $2 when Trump left. I mean, that hurts. Ouch. Not to mention all the crazy prices at the grocery store. It's just...
Yeah, that's awful.
It's insanity, and people, you know, they vote with their pocketbooks, and I believe they're going to do it. And they're also the suburban housewives who, you know, Trump's a little too... nasty for me. Well, you know what's really nasty? Getting raped, getting murdered, getting your home burglarized, having your kids, you know, beaten or whatever, shoplifting of your local stores, all the above. That also concerns suburban women, I would think.
Courtesy of the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much, you know, watch the Republicans try to screw it up.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not that I'm a big fan of Johnson one way or another. I honestly, I don't know any more than anybody else does about the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do my best to put it on cruise control.
Yes.
Yeah, because every time that the Republicans try to strike a deal with Democrats, the Republicans get burned.
What are they going to learn?
They always get the short end of the stick.
Yep.
See, compromise always involves a compromise in conservative principles.
Mm-hmm.
See? And the Democrats, they start high. We want $100 billion sent to Ukraine. And the Republicans' answer is, hey, we only gave them 60% of what they wanted. Look at us.
And that's
look
what they what probably really needed anyway.
It's
or wanted
like,
anyway.
It's come like on. When your wife comes home with bags full of stuff from the store, and I'm not talking about food, because then at least you can participate. You know, a whole bunch of clothes, and she says, don't complain. You're lucky. I saved you $312 today.
Right.
Most of this stuff was on sale, buddy.
You can get saved right into the poorhouse that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you want to keep your relationship together.
Sure. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's one thing. But when you're talking about the lack of fiscal responsibility in D.C., no. No, time to draw the line. Time to say, hey, we're not going to okay any spending. Except for the bare minimum of running the government. Which even that's clearly excessive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. I remember there was this party that talked about, like, smaller government. Huh. You remember that?
Who was that?
I was way back.
Okay.
Reagan, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And you can listen at work. No traffic before you head out. Go to thesky973.com. And listen on your desktop or your laptop. It's that easy.
Clay and Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this. A complete loss of hope.
A New Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel's very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.